WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic.
Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
On our morning show today, we are joined by Riverdale FFA officers. And boy, I'll tell you, they pushed him right to the front. The president has to go first. Good morning, Wyatt Storms. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing real well. So this is your year as president. How's it been going?
It's been going really good. We've done a lot of cool activities so far and have a lot more planned.
Okay. So did you go to contest this year?
Yep. Yeah, we did the leadership or LDs, and then we got CDEs coming up here soon.
Okay. So explain how those work and what those are.
Leadership or LDEs are leadership development events. There's job interview. There's a bunch of different contests, creed speaking. And we had that at Ithaca, and now our sectional meet is at Southwest Tech.
And does everybody go on to the next level, or do you have to get a certain grade to go
on? Nope. The top one and two, or first and second place ones went on. So me and Stella were the only ones that went on from Riverdale in job interview.
Tell me what job interview is like. Does that make you a little bit nervous?
Yeah, it makes you a little bit nervous. You got to submit a cover letter, job description, and resume, and then you'll go into a room and they'll ask you questions, and you have to fill out a job application and just regular interview questions.
But what a good thing that is for the future, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely prepares you for future jobs and you get a good resume started.
So tell me about some other activities that the FFA has got going this year, Wyatt.
Well, coming up now is FFA week. So on Monday, we'll go to Day on the Hill at the Capitol where we'll talk to like Howard Mark Klein and Travis Channel, people from our district, and then we'll have FFA games. We got Food for America coming up in a few months. CDs, judging, so we got a lot to do yet.
When you go to the Capitol, what are some things that you'd like to bring up to the senators?
We bring up a lot of our past accomplishments and things that we've done at a chapter and just ways that we help out in ag.
And is this your senior year?
Yep, this is my senior year.
Okay, it's going by quickly, isn't it?
Yep.
Thought about next year, what you like to be doing?
Yeah, next year I'm probably going to go on to school at a two-year college, probably. I might go down in Illinois, or I might just stay local, like Southwest Tech.
Something in ag?
Yep, probably ag business or animal science.
All right. And maybe have a farm as well?
Yeah, so I grew up on a farm just right outside of Muscadet, and my plan is to come back to the farm after I complete school.
Very good. So that's awesome. Riverdale has a really active FFA chapter. Is it the cool thing to be an FFA at Riverdale?
Yeah, it is. I mean, Miss Cole came along and she gave us as students a lot of opportunities, and it's the things that she's done with the school farm and just helping out all the kids in classrooms and out of classroom experiences. Crazy.
How's the farm doing?
Oh, it's doing really good. We got two good school farm managers that do a good job. We got a tree forestry manager too. We just put up that new shed thanks to Jack Meister and their donation on that. But no, it's really cool that the students can get out there and learn on the farm.
And you know that it's a unique opportunity that not every FFA chapter has that opportunity, do they?
No, not at all. And it really, like, for business classes and stuff, it shows you how the farm end of it works and how business and stuff works.
What are some other things you're involved in at Riverdale Schools this year?
I'm in National Honor Society, baseball, FFA, obviously. But
when the weather is nice, like some of the weather we've had this year, does it make you kind of get itchy to get out there and start throwing that ball around a little bit?
Yeah, it definitely does. I don't know, the weather this year has been crazy, but yeah.
And what position do you play with the Chieftains?
Second base.
Second base. Does Kirk Thompson get you pitching once in a while into? Or?
No, not really. I'm not a real big pitcher. But
okay. Usually has everybody give it a try. I know,
yeah. So. Yeah, I've tried before. But
give it a shot. Yeah, exactly. So then at what point do the new officers get elected for the new year?
We'll Well, we have people submit applications, and then we'll, as seniors, we'll sit down and put them where we think they should be, but that'll take place at the end of the school year.
Okay. And some people voted for you last year.
So yep.
They must have seen some qualities in you.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I think it's gone really well. Anything else you'd like to add about this year?
No, not really.
I appreciate you coming in, Wyatt.
Yeah, thank you.
And happy National FFA Week. We move from the president to the vice president. That's Caleb Tracy. How are you, Caleb?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How's your year gone as vice president?
It's gone really well. We're getting lots of people to come out, and we're lots of activities going on, so it's been a fun year.
So you're a junior this year?
I'm a senior this year.
Oh, you're a senior this year. Okay. Yep. So what are some things that you do to, you know, you go down the halls and you kind of recruit for the FFA?
No, we go like have meetings during like an advisory time. It's like 20 minutes to like tell the people what they are. And I've talked to my friends and told them like the activities they can do. So we've got like a wildlife team coming together now. And like the SA tournaments that we do are like really fun. So the people enjoy coming out and watching them and doing them. So that's how we got more people out. And then we're planning more activities. Like we got a bowling meeting coming up. We're going to come bowl, and then we go snow tubing if we have snow. That one's questionable still, and lots of other things that we get to do.
So it's interesting. FFA is a lot more than sows and cows, as they say, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Got a lot of things going on. So some of those fun activities, bowling and things like that, that just really builds group unity, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, and it makes people like come out and think more of it other than just like the livestock part of it. So it's more appealing, and people actually like come out to the meetings and get to know it more.
How many are in the FFA chapter at Riverdale? Any idea?
I think we're right around the 80, but I'm not like 100% sure on that.
Okay. That's still really good numbers.
Yes.
Compared to your student population there.
Yes.
So, wonderful. So, you became vice president last year. So, what are some of the roles and duties of a FFA vice president?
So, whenever the president's gone, I'll fill in for him, and I call the roll of all the members at the beginning of the meeting, like ask them what their duties are, why they're there, and I'll just fill in wherever I need to throughout the whole meeting or whatever we're doing and just do my part.
Did you go to contests?
Oh, yes. I go to the contests that we're not required to do, but like are available for us. We'll go to them, and then I'm part of the livestock judging team for us, and then we'll have like assemblies. We'll have assembly next week for National FFA Week, and I'm involved in that too.
Okay. So you're involved in cattle judging a lot, right? Not only with the FFA, right?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
So, and how's that been going for you?
We haven't had any competitions yet. The first one will be in March, and hopefully it'll go pretty well for us.
Okay. Some secrets or anything like that? Or
no secrets, just lots of practice.
You ever do the milk testing or tasting?
Nope.
You don't do that one?
Nope.
Okay. I always wondered about that and how that went. So you're involved in some other things. We see it during basketball, don't we?
Yep, just basketball, and then I show sheep during the spring and summer.
Okay. Yeah, and that usually goes pretty well for you, doesn't it?
It has been, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are you looking at doing next year?
I plan on attending a technical college for animal science. I'm just not sure what technical college yet.
Okay. And then come back to the farm then perhaps someday?
Perhaps, yeah. Or start my own farm somewhere, too. That'd be nice.
Wonderful. And what would you raise if you had a farm?
Sheep.
So you'd be mainly a sheepman then? So.
Yep.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Does being in the FFA, does that give you some confidence to be involved in other things, too?
Yeah, it does. It's helped me out a lot with, like, communication and just being, like, able to step up and other things and just talk to people. So I'd say it helped me out a lot.
Sounds like a good group, and you leave it in good hands when you graduate this year, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, we got a great group of people coming up to take our spots and continue on.
At the farm, have you done anything special there this year or anything?
Not yet. We're just finishing up lambing right now, so it's nice to start sleeping in a little bit more.
Okay. So what time do you have to get up in the morning to...
I'm normally up by like 5:30, and then depending on basketball, it depends on when I go to bed at night. So some days it's longer, but... it's all right.
So you have to go tend to the animals then? And
yep, we feed them, check on them, make sure everything's okay, and then go on with their days and keep doing it.
Boy, that gets you really well-versed and suited for the farm then, doesn't it?
Someday? Yeah, yep.
Cool. Anything else you'd like to add today about Riverdale FFA?
Nope.
kind of that's it. All right.
Yep.
Caleb, thanks for coming along, and good luck in basketball, too. I know you're going to be starting the tournament here soon.
Thank you.
You and the team have really accomplished a lot this year, I think.
Yeah, it's been a fun season watching us all grow and stick together, so it's been a fun group.
Right, and you know, you've got all those seniors in the class. It's rare that many seniors stay out for a sport.
Yeah, it is, and it's cool to see us from middle school all the way up to now and sticking it out.
You must like one another.
Most days we do.
I bet. Thanks for coming in, Caleb.
Thank you.
You bet. Riley Wanick is our guest next from the Riverdale FFA. Riley, what position do you hold?
I held a secretary.
And what do you have to do?
So during our meetings, I take notes on what the meeting holds and what we talk about in the meeting and keep record of that.
So it's been a good year for the FFA?
Yeah, it's been a pretty good year. We've kind of getting our busy season right now, but because our springs usually get pretty busy, busier than like the winter. But
what do you consider highlights of this year?
Probably like livestock or like our judging teams. We got LDEs, so that's like leadership development activities, and we got some stuff with like we do with the little kids at our school and just teach them more about FFA.
Do you remember as a little one looking up to the Riverdale FFA members at the time?
Yeah, I always like, they were always there and I've always looked up to them and they kind of pushed me to become an FFA member.
Can middle school get involved in FFA at Riverdale as well?
Yeah, the 7th and 8th graders can, but once they get over to the high school, they can join.
Okay, so joining, have you been there all 4 years then?
Yep, I've been there, so I've been there all through high school and through my junior high year, so 7th and 8th and freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior.
Have you held any other officer positions?
Yes, last year I was the treasurer, and that was fun.
So tell me about any special projects you got going on at the school or anything?
We're restoring a tractor right now. We finished one last year. That was a Farmall B. I think we're going to raffle it off to, like, get it sold, and we got the school farms. We're going to plant it here in the next couple months, so yeah, that's probably our biggest project. And the greenhouse sales are, we're starting to plant the flowers, so that's getting on the roll.
Listen for some announcements in the spring, because then you'll be selling some things.
Yep. Right?
Can't wait for that. And I want to buy a raffle ticket on that Farmall B, too, so let me know about that.
All right.
What kind of tractor are you restoring this year, then?
I don't really know. I think it's some kind of Farmall, but I don't know what the numbers are on
it. Good opportunity for you to kind of learn
about
that.
Yeah, it teaches. So our ag mech class does it, and it helps them. I think it's better than working on small engines because you can actually see what the engine goes into and what it can make.
And those engines you can still work on,
yep.
The little ones,
yep.
And things like that. So at the farm, do the students get involved with planting the crops for the next year?
So I'm the forest manager, and we got two other school farm managers that usually run it. Sometimes bring in another couple extra kids to help, but then we'll do all the work, and Ms. Cole will bring classes out and like watch what we're doing, and that she'll teach them, and well, that kind of gives them the experience, but not like so hands-on, just like watching us do what we need to do and get it all done.
So do you work on that at the farm during the day? Do you have to have a pass to go out and work at the farm, or do you have certain
Yeah, usually Miss Cole just writes us a pass, and we get the day off, and we can go work at the school farm. We only get a pass like 3 days a week for planting and harvesting and maybe sometime in the summer, but yeah.
You're involved in wrestling, obviously, and
yep.
FFA give you some confidence there as well?
Yeah, it's wrestling season gets to be a lot, but after wrestling season, FFA starts to pick up, and because the springtime gets super busy, and that's kind of when our busy season is.
Do you go out for a spring sport then, Riley?
I used to, but not anymore.
Okay, you gotta kind of focus on
yep.
The farm?
And FFA, and I show cattle and pigs, so I kind of get like to work on them.
That gives you a lot to do, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, time-consuming, but it's really fun. I like it.
Very rewarding
yep.
as well. So what about if you're looking at next year, what you'd like to do?
So I think I'm going into Southwest Tech going to study ag business.
some of the sales from your animals can probably go toward tuition, too.
Right? Yep. That, and I got a job, too, so.
Okay. Where do you work at, then?
I work at Hennessy Implement in Dodgeville.
Awesome.
My grandpa owns it, so.
Yeah. So what do they have you do there?
Now I'm putting together, like, machinery, and I wash equipment and stuff like that. Just tinkle around a little bit around the shop, and, yeah, it's pretty fun. I like it a lot.
Yeah, that's a great opportunity to learn behind the scenes, isn't it? So that way someday you can fix your own stuff if you have to.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you coming in here to join us, and then do you give the next year's officers a pep talk when the year is done, or how are you going to do that?
I'll probably, like, teach them what to do and kind of like just don't jump out of my shoes, just help them fill my own shoes so that I don't just leave them with all the work.
Yeah, very good. Sounds good. And then you can come back maybe as an alumnus then and help out in some of those events too, can't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we got a alumni growing, so I think, I don't know how many members they're at, but they're growing pretty strong.
Riley, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Riley Wanick joining us during National FFA Week from the Riverdale FFA. Mallory Meese joins us on WRCO Radio, an officer with the Riverdale FFA. Welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you.
Have you enjoyed your time with the Riverdale FFA?
I have.
Mm-hmm. What do you like the most about it?
I don't know, like the atmosphere, I guess. Everybody's really nice. There's a lot of opportunities.
How often does the FFA meet?
Once a month.
Okay. And what do you do at your meetings?
We talk about upcoming events and make sure that everybody's updated on, like, what's to come. Make sure everybody knows what's going on and all that kind of stuff.
Ms. Coe keeps you going with all the things that are going on and things like that?
Yep.
She has a great job for you, doesn't she?
Yeah, she does.
Have you had any animals at the school this year?
Yeah, in the animal lab, we've had goats, cattle. We're incubating chicken eggs right now, and we also have rabbits in there right now.
Oh, that's fun. So with the chicken eggs, do you do anything special with them this year?
So far, we incubate them all the time, and we candle them every now and then, make sure they're all still going. And then the other day, we actually put the coloring in there so that when they hatch, the chickens will be colored for a while.
Oh, that's cute. I never heard of that. Oh, that's fun. How awesome is that to have animals right there in that hands-on learning experience?
Oh, it's great. Because you can apply what you already have, what you already know, and then you can, you know, put it farther. And the animals that you don't have or don't have any experience with, you learn so much from them, too.
A lot of the students in the FFA probably do have experience with animals, maybe have them at home, but not everybody does. So it's a great opportunity, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What are some other things you're involved in at Riverdale Schools, Mallory?
Like sports-wise, I do cross-country and track.
Okay, and you've had some good success there with those two teams, haven't you?
Yeah.
Sure, lots of good numbers. You like running?
Yeah, I do.
Really? See, I always thought it was a punishment.
Yeah, when
I was,
not everybody likes it.
No, but that's good. And as in terms of the farm, have you done some things at the Riverdale farm?
I've done pumpkin carving out there. So when we bring the elementary school kids out and they get to carve pumpkins with us. And then we give them to the nursing home after they're done.
Oh, awesome. Yep. So what have you learned from FFA that maybe you can use later in life? Any ideas?
I learned I have a lot of leadership skills that I haven't had before. Not ever been very good at talking, speaking publicly. I've been working on that, And, you know, what you learn on the farm is great, but like when you go to conferences and stuff to learn from like farmers and their experiences and you know what they've learned through the years, you learn a lot that way too.
Would you like to stay involved in agriculture?
Yeah, I would. I'd like to stay on our dairy farm.
Okay. Wow. And what grade are you in school this year?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore. So you got a little ways to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you like to hold some other officer positions?
I would like to be vice president by the time I graduate.
Okay.
I don't know if president's for me, though.
So you can be a Caleb Tracy then someday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's your vice president.
Yep.
Oh, that's awesome. School year is going by really quickly, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And you guys recently had contest, and are there some other things coming up in the spring that the FFA is involved in?
Yeah. So we have Dan the Hill on Sunday, and then...
Mm-hmm. Some things, the greenhouse, I know.
Oh, yeah, the greenhouse, and then we do that plant sale. That's always fun.
Yeah. And you get involved. Do you help plant the plants then as well?
Mm-hmm. So the classes that Ms. Coe has, she has, you know, everybody gets it started and then we kind of take over.
And then you sell them too.
Yep, we do.
To the community.
Yep.
And then kind of get some of that money to help start some other things.
Mm-hmm.
Great. So it's been a fun FFA week and things like that. Are you going on to any competitions? I know you recently had a competition at Ithaca, didn't you?
Yeah. So usually I'm a dairy judger, but this year for the upcoming event, I decided to try marketing.
What's marketing involved?
So you get an idea. So like say they give you a a general thing, like say you get like milk and you have to try to think of a product that uses the milk, and then you have to think of a name for it, you have to think of a price, you know, everything that would go into marketing a new product. That's probably what we're gonna have to do.
And have you been judged on that yet then?
No, but when we went to Farm Forum yesterday, me and Stella Beery went into marketing.
That sounds like a tough section. It really does.
Yeah. I got put on the spot for a lot of stuff that I was not prepared for.
But it's all a part of the learning process,
yep.
Isn't it? Great. So, well, we appreciate coming and take the time to talk to us, and good luck with the rest of the FFA year.
Thank you.
You bet. Mallory Meese here on WRCO during National FFA Week, and we'll be back with more of The Morning Show coming up. Our morning show continues during National FFA Week. We're talking to members of the Riverdale officers and group. Next up, we have Stella Beery. How are you, Stella?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. And tell me about what position do you hold with the officer team?
I am the reporter, and I mainly like maintain social media, such as like Facebook and Instagram.
And yeah. Why is that important?
It helps like connect to the community and like let them know what we're doing, and it also helps keep members like informed on what we're doing, and it really helps like remind people like we need to get certain things done and like upcoming events, which is really cool.
Probably keeps the people in the community informed of what you're doing, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does really well, and we have like a lot of people in the community like saying like, oh, we'll donate this, or telling us like that they want to either buy something, like we're doing strawberry sales right now, and I actually just turned them in, and we have people in the community like commenting like, hey, we'll order this, even if they don't know FFA members, which is cool because sometimes people don't know people in FFA and they want to still support us.
Sure. Somebody that had somebody in school maybe years ago, but they don't have a connection anymore. Yeah. So that works out really well. Mm-hmm. The Riverdale FFA is kind of a proven commodity. People know that you guys get things done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. And you've got some sales going on this spring, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We just finished up, like wrapped up our cookie dough and strawberry sales, which is kind of like a fundraiser for us. But yeah, it's super good quality strawberries and cookie dough that we all enjoy.
Ooh,
so
cookie dough.
No, it's very
awesome.
Good.
Sure. So what do you do at your meetings when the FFA gets together?
Well, we really talk about our old business, which is like all the things that we did in the past month and like things that we've either done since our last meeting. And then we talk about new things that are like coming up. And then we usually talk about kind of like the things that we have up and coming that we might need help with or things like that. And then we usually have like food to keep the members engaged and want to come.
Sure. And that's a big group of FFA members. A good percentage of the school wears the blue jackets, don't they?
Yes, it is. It's a good amount. And we've had like a lot of people joining, and it's really cool to see like people that maybe just be juniors and seniors joining just this year. It's super cool to see.
Sure. Yeah. So you don't necessarily have to be out all 4 years. You can join whenever. Mm-hmm. Have you been a member since your freshman year?
I've been a member since my sophomore year, but I was a member at my old school my freshman year because I just moved here my sophomore year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. How are the chapters different?
Well, I've never really dealt with like a ton of other chapters, but we recently went to an LDE competition, which is leadership development events, and we saw like the other chapters, and we had it felt like we had a decent amount of people like participating versus like a few other chapters only brought like one or two people or something like that, which is really cool to see, especially for our school. But we also got to talk to like Ithaca and I think maybe a few other schools about like kind of what they're doing, and it was kind of cool to see how they participated in some events that we never thought of, but we participate in events that they didn't even know about either. So
yeah, it's interesting how you can kind of help one another out a little bit, mm-hmm. can't you? Mm-hmm. Share ideas.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Did you get involved in any competition then?
Yeah, I did employment skills, which is like a mock job interview kind of thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we talked to someone else that had the
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that really puts you on the spot, doesn't mm-hmm. it?
Yeah, it did. And I'm assuming, was it Wyatt?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he talked to, like, we each, like, interview for a position. So it was really cool. I did something that was kind of correlated to being a reporter. I did social media coordinator position for Riverdale Ag Service. So that was kind of cool to kind of incorporate my, like, interest in social media into, like, an actual job.
Yeah, social media is becoming more and more mm-hmm. important to the farm, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, definitely.
It surely has been. And some opportunities there coming up for you. What about a career?
I kind of have an interest in, like, marketing, that I business marketing idea. So I don't really have, like, an exact career picked out yet, but I definitely, after high school, want to go to either a four-year or two-year and get a degree in either marketing. There's, like, digital marketing, something I'm not very sure on yet, but, like specifically the college, but I definitely have an interest in it, so,
yeah. Well, good luck with that. I know you'll do really well.
Thank you.
And you'll probably maybe someday come back and be a member of the Riverdale alumnus.
Definitely.
Group someday, mm-hmm. too. So Ms. Coe gets everything done there. It's amazing how many avenues, how many hats that she wears, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. She does wear a lot of hats.
Yeah, she really does. So, and then animals at the farm? I hear you've been incubating some chickens. And
oh, yeah. There's definitely a lot of, like, we've had, I think, rabbits, and then we're incubating, and then she had some goats in there recently. And then I took large animal science last semester, and she brought in a lot of different animals for our class to see, which is really cool.
What are some other things you're involved in at Riverdale?
I play volleyball. Well, I did play volleyball. I finished up my last season in the fall, and then I did track for a few years, so yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. And maybe this year?
Yeah, maybe.
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 Yeah. We will appreciate you coming in, Stella.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, enjoy your rest of your year here with the FFA.
Thank you.
You bet. Stella Berry on WRCO's Morning Show. Next, we move to Carter Dagenhart, another officer with the Riverdale FFA. What position do you hold, Carter?
I'm the parliamentarian.
And so what do you do, keep peace at the meeting then?
Yep.
That must not be too tough a job, though, is it?
No, we got Caden Anderson. He does a pretty good job at that.
Oh, he helps too.
Yep.
Okay. So you're a sophomore.
Yep.
And what do you like most about FFA?
It's definitely getting to work with people and going to events and getting to meet new people and talking to people you never met before.
Yeah, making friends from other schools,
yep.
right? And kind of that old-fashioned networking a little bit, isn't
yep.
it? Sure. And then what's your favorite project the FFA is involved in during the year?
It's definitely got to be the Food for America.
Tell me about that.
So we bring out fourth graders to our school farm and the Storms' farm, and we take them around, and we have different stations set up to teach them about different things that we have in agriculture, and they learn a lot at that, and they really enjoy it.
Yeah. Do you remember as a youngster doing that with maybe the older students?
We didn't start this till probably 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay. Wow. Well, that's a lot of fun, though, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it is.
Kind of giving back. Probably will maybe help the numbers for the FFA yep. years down the road, won't it?
Get more people interested in it.
Sure. What's your favorite part of the school farm?
There's a lot of different parts out there. The JMAC Center is pretty nice, and we just got this last year. And then I like doing the crop work out there, too. That's pretty interesting.
Uh-huh. Do you get to drive the tractors then? And
yeah.
Do you? Uh-huh. And the FFA actually owns some equipment too.
We have a deal with Richie's. We get a tractor for, I think we put 180 hours on it, and then for resale purposes, and then other people bring our tractors out there to do farm work too.
Do you fight over who's going to get a chance to drive those tractors or not?
No, most people don't actually want to drive that though.
Oh, okay.
Especially this last fall when we were harvesting, it was getting chilly out there.
Oh, sure. But boy, does that get you ready for the real world, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So what about the future? Have you thought about what you'd like to do for a career, Carter?
I've thought about it. I'm not fully sure what I'm going to do yet. I might do something with my dad's tire business. I might even go into, like, forestry or wildlife biology.
You got a lot of time, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just a sophomore.
Yeah, I got a couple more years to decide.
Sure. Are you going to shoot for another officer position with the FFA?
Yep. Keep moving up. I don't know what I want.
Moving up the chain a little bit. Sure. And anything that you'd like to see the FFA do? Maybe some things that they could branch out with here in the future?
I don't really know. We do a lot. Yeah, since Ms. Coe's been around, we've been doing a lot more activities with the younger kids and getting out there a little more.
Yeah, you really have. You're real visible there and selling some things in the spring and marketing. How'd the sale of your crops go?
We did pretty good. We only sold our first half so far, but our second half should do pretty good this spring yet. But
holding on to it right now.
Stay tuned for the second half of today's morning show program on Sunrise from the Center.
News Time today is sponsored by Computer Connections Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities, and by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you. Also sponsored by BL Signs. The forecast for today, some sunshine early, scattered rain and snow showers developing later by midday. It could turn to all snow with a dusting possible in some areas, a high of 43 before temperatures will fall later today. It is 28 degrees.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design company in Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications to meet the client's needs. They offer internally lighted extruded aluminum sign cabinets, post and panel signs, non-lighted acrylic letters, LED lighted channel letters of all types and sizes, printed in solid color vinyl lettering, and graphics. Call BL Signs at 647-0149 and see what they can do for you. BL Signs, Richland Center.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. There was a plane crash near the Richland County Airport at Sextonville last night. Officials responded to the scene near County Highway BA, north of the airport's runway. Early reports indicated that there were two aboard the small plane when it went down in a pasture. No details have been released by the Richland County Sheriff's Department. Drivers in eight Midwestern states will be able to fuel up with a higher blend of ethanol throughout the year under a rule finalized by the Environmental Protection Agency. The end of a summertime ban on sales of gasoline blended with 15% ethanol has been sought for years by the biofuels industry and farming groups with the support of Midwest governors. It reflects the importance of ethanol to agriculture. The fuel additive consumes roughly 40% of the nation's corn crop. Higher sales of ethanol could mean greater profits for corn farmers. The new rule was announced Thursday and takes effect in April of 2025. It will apply in Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. More Wisconsin farmers are taking the government up on incentives to try more sustainable practices. Mike Lavender is with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition.
In so many ways, it is about access to programs within USDA or information, making sure that we can use all of those avenues to drive adoption in the way that we know there is demand.
He says that that was even before the USDA provided more incentives.
So while this is, of course, accurate and really important to wrap our heads around, there's even newer data that we're getting from Inflation Reduction Act funding demand that it's important to take into account.
The Inflation Reduction Act provided nearly $20 billion for popular conservation programs. Out-of-state hunters and anglers would face higher license fees under a bill the Wisconsin Assembly approved on Thursday. The measure would raise a variety of hunting, fishing, and trapping license fees for out-of-state residents to help shrink a deficit in the state's fish and wildlife account. The Assembly passed the legislation 97-0, sending it on to the Senate. The State Department of Natural Resources estimates the changes would generate about $780,000 more annually for the account. The account funds a variety of projects ranging from fish stocking to wildlife surveys.
Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin have passed a bill that would unlock $125 million to fight so-called forever chemicals. But Governor Tony Evers isn't on board with the plan. The Assembly passed the proposal 61-35 on Thursday. The Senate passed it back in November. It goes next to Evers' desk. The deal would create a grant program to help municipalities test for PFAS chemicals in water treatment plants and in wells. It doesn't appropriate any money, but Republican lawmakers say its initiatives would be funded from a $125 million PFAS trust fund established in the state budget. Evers has said he won't sign the bill because it undermines environmental regulators' authority. The National Weather Service reports that snowfall statewide has been 20 to 30 inches below normal this winter. Governor Tony Evers and U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin have announced that many Wisconsin businesses may be eligible for a federal disaster loan program if they suffered losses due to this year's unusually mild winter, which lacked Wisconsin's typical snowfall in many areas of the state. The lack of snow has impacted travel and recreation businesses that depend on it for activities such as downhill and cross-country skiing, snowshoeing, and snowmobiling. The Small Business Administration has confirmed that they will consider business loans from recent low snowfalls over the winter months to be related to the drought and eligible for assistance. Many counties in the state are already covered by a pre-existing disaster designation for drought from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The designation allows businesses in counties identified as drought disaster areas to be eligible for emergency loans to offset their business losses related to the drought. Impacted businesses in counties with a drought declaration can apply for the U.S. SBA Economic Disaster Loans. Under the Economic Impact Loan Disaster Program, businesses can borrow up to $2 million to cover their actual losses. Businesses pay no interest on the loan for the next for the first year, that is, and a maximum rate of 4% for the rest of the loan period. In order to take advantage of the program, businesses must apply by the application deadline for the county. The application deadline for counties in the WRCO listening area is July 31st. Governor Evers and Senator Baldwin are encouraging you to support Wisconsin businesses by taking advantage of the remainder of the winter season and connecting with Travel Wisconsin resources to find alternative activities in northern and central Wisconsin if their original plans are impacted by the weather. The American Red Cross continues to attempt to rebuild its blood supply. Blood and platelet donors are urged to give now to help ensure life-saving medical procedures are not delayed. You can give the gift of life today from noon until 5 at Don Larson Superstore in Baraboo. To make an appointment, use the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
For the afternoon, or the daytime high, I should say, is 43. Could be some snow later on, beginning around midday. A dusting possible of snow in some spots. Clearing and cold tonight, a low of 15. And Saturday, a high near 40. Saturday night, a low of 30. And Sunday, partly cloudy and warmer, and a high of 50. In Richland Center, the midnight reading was 41. And we are down to the current reading, which is the overnight low so far. We are at 28 degrees.
It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages, or visit WIWC.net for details. Y Connect Wireless.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics proudly welcomes family nurse practitioner Karen Lomas to our growing primary care team. With local roots and a diverse nursing background, Karen is passionate about helping patients reach their health goals through personalized care and support. Visits with Karen include wellness exams, women's health, acute illnesses, and management of chronic medical conditions. To schedule an appointment with Karen, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Sports Time is sponsored by Mr. G's Downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and for everything in style you need for work and play. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look back at a very busy high school sports day coming up as well, and the Bucks will get back to action this evening with their first game after the All-Star break. If you're suffering from winter blues, you're going to require immediate fashion treatments at Mr. G's. Yes, Mr. G's has the most remarkable selection of styles, colors, and sizes to help you cure the winter blues. Choose from dresses, sportswear, and other coordinates, from formal wear to active wear, and shoes and work boots. Cure the winter blues at Mr. G's in the Richland Square in Richland Center and Viroqua.
Choose Mr. G's.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Ithaca boys basketball team won a share of the Ridge and Valley Conference with a 70-48 win over visiting Waseca Steuben last night. At the same time, DeSoto was winning against North Crawford 55-51. That means the Trojans and Bulldogs share the league championship. For an Ithaca boys basketball team, it is the first conference title since 1972. Thursday night, Devin Iam led the Bulldogs with 18, Channing Brown 17, Sammy Clary 12, and Casey Pomering 11. Elsewhere last night in the RNV, it was a win for Kickapoo over Weston, 59-52, and Seneca beat Lafarge, 65-62. It was a win last night for Lancaster over Richland Center after the Hornet boys had led most of the game, 67-63. The Hornets led by 15 in the first half before the Arrows battled back to within 10 at halftime. Lancaster would not take its first lead until 3:49 to play. Zach Hermson had 18. Richland Center was led by Wes Bosworth with 20. Liam Fingerson and Jaden Shep each had 14. Elsewhere, Prairie du Chien over River Valley, 56-37, and Platteville, 90-56 over Dodgeville. It was Darlington, 76-56 over Riverdale. Mineral Point beat Iowa Grant, 91-52. Boscobel over Cuba City, 55-52, and Southwestern, 62-36 over Fenimore. GET beat Westby, 88-58, the final score. And now turning to Madison. So lots of action on the first day in the area, very well represented at the state individual wrestling tournament. Bill Twining has more.
The WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament got underway on Thursday night at the Cole Center in Madison, the 81st annual tournament for the boys, the third for the girls. On Thursday night, Division I preliminary round matches and quarterfinals were wrestled, same for the girls in their tournament. Divisions 2 and 3, the smaller schools had their preliminary round matches. The winners advanced into the quarterfinals, which will be wrestled this morning. The losers were eliminated from the tournament. For our area teams, for Richland Center senior Teague Perkins, had an interesting match, went into overtime. He wound up winning it 11-10 over Isaiah Kroskoff of Lodi. Teague Perkins back in the state tournament for the first time since his sophomore year, wins 11-10 and will be in the quarterfinal round on Friday morning. Senior Emma Hady of Richland Center, for her second year in a row in the girls' tournament, won her opening round match by fall, then lost in the quarterfinals She will be wrestling again today in the consolation round. Her brother, Ethan Haiti, is the fourth seed at 113 pounds in the boys' division. He had a first-round bye, did not wrestle on Thursday. We'll see action this morning in the quarterfinal round. Ithaca Weston, one wrestler in the tournament, junior Nolan Waldner, looked strong and won a 17-12 match over Wyatt Malzen of Auburndale. Nolan Waldner's tournament continues. He'll have at least two more matches in the tournament. River Valley's lone entrant, junior Wyatt Knockreiner, lost a preliminary round match to Jacob DeRocher of Wrightstown 2-0, ending his tournament on Thursday night. And Riverdale, with four wrestlers in the tournament, freshman Dakota Brewer lost his preliminary round match to Trenton Kernoyer of Stratford, and Riley Wanick and Grant Matthews both won their bouts, and they're involved in quarterfinal round action on Friday, as is sophomore Brody Meese, seated second at 126 pounds. He had a bye and will be wrestling in the quarterfinals on Friday as well. More in our 810 report this morning. For WRCO Sports and David Wormund, I'm Bill Twine.
Thanks, Bill. WIA girls basketball tournament action tonight will be on hand at Highland as the Bulldogs of Ithaca take on Highland in a second-round girls game. Kickapoo will be at Cashton. Also, Royal host Blair Taylor in Division 5 action. Division 4 games include Lancaster at New Glarus, Darlington at Mineral Point, and Fenimore at Cuba City. And in Division 3, Platteville at Turner, and Dodgeville will be at Prairie. The Packers have introduced their new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley, and Matt LaFleur talking about the new defensive switches.
That's a real good education.
We interviewed a lot of candidates, and a lot of those guys actually went on and got coordinator jobs, and just felt really good about Jeff Hafley.
Baseball.
How's the powerlifting team doing, Carter?
We're doing pretty good. I think we got five or six people going to state, and I think I'm number four right now for my weight class.
Good. Wow. So how much have you lifted? What's your best?
Total wise between all three, I've had 1255 before.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. And who's your coach for the powerlifting team?
Jeff Johnson.
Okay. Yeah, you guys have got a rich tradition in powerlifting,
yep.
Don't you? Good deal. Well, we appreciate you coming in and take the time to talk to us and enjoy the rest of FFA week here.
No, thank you.
You bet. Carter Degenhardt of the Riverdale FFA. Next up, we have Caden Anderson. Caden, what position do you hold with the officers?
I am the sentinel.
The sentinel. All right, so what do you do with that?
I greet people who come to our meetings, and I keep the meeting floor happy, stable environment for everyone.
Is that a hard thing to do?
No. Ms. Coe and everyone, the kids are pretty good in our FFA, so they all kind of work together, and it's a good environment.
Are you involved in other clubs at Riverdale?
No, I am just involved in FFA.
Okay, and so it's got to be your favorite thing, right?
Yep.
So what about contests? Have you gotten to any of those, Caden?
I do a lot of livestock judging. Last couple of years, we made it to state, so we're pretty good at it.
When does that come around again, Caden?
That'll be coming up spring break. We'll be starting livestock judging, yep.
So everybody else is kicking back and relaxing. You'll be just getting to work,
yeah.
Won't you?
Yep.
Sure. And you go to Madison for that then, for the judging?
We'll go to Platteville.
Okay.
And then after that, yeah.
So Platteville's the first step then,
yep.
to make it through. Okay. So what have you learned from FFA? What do you really like about it?
I'd say I've really learned to go out and find new people and learn from other people that have the same interests as I do, kind of.
Well, it's a good opportunity to meet people from other schools.
Yeah.
And everything, and kind of network that way.
Yeah, network, yeah.
The old-fashioned way, a little bit. And, you know, it's wonderful because the connections you make now as a high school student, who knows, down the line, you might be working with some of these people again somewhere along the
way. Yeah.
Right. In terms of the other things you're involved in at Riverdale, anything else you'd like to talk about?
Not much. I just do livestock showing, so uh-huh. I show a lot of beef cattle. That's pretty much involved in FFA. That's mainly my big thing.
And that's a year-round thing,
yep.
Isn't it? And what about sports? Are you in any sports?
Nope.
Riverdale? Okay.
Takes up most of my time, livestock.
I'm guessing it does, right. So in terms of the farm, are you involved in anything there at the school farm?
Oh, yeah. We do a harvest every year, so I tend to help them out as much as I can and just kind of be there for anything they need.
And that season ended, and now you're already planning ahead to the next season.
Yep.
So as a group, do they figure out what you're going to plant, how much you're going to plant, and who does that for you?
So we have two farm managers, Chase and Jordan. They do a lot of the planning. We rotate from soybeans to corn every year, and then we have a test plot. We kind of get donated seed, and that's where we test different varieties out.
So seed companies, that's a great benefit for them to get out there and donate, isn't it? So, 'cause seed's not cheap.
No.
Yeah. So what is it going to be this year? Is it corn or soybeans?
It'll be soybeans this year.
Okay, good. And the corn, I understand, you still got to sell some of it yet.
Yep. We have still some in storage, yep.
Yeah. So what have you learned from that aspect about cropping and raising crops and selling?
So my family farm, we do a lot of just hay. Crops was kind of a new thing for me, so it was very interesting to get out there and help on that aspect. Corn and soybeans, it's a way different world than just doing hay and beef cattle.
Right. So you've learned there. Maybe you'll plant some corn and soybeans someday. Would you like to go back to the farm someday?
Yep. I'd like to stay on the family farm and expand it.
Boy, that warms my heart right there, you know? I know there's a young person that wants to come back and farm. Yeah. So uphill battles, obviously, but sounds like it's something that's going to bring you some joy.
Hopefully.
You bet. What about Miss Coe? Can you say anything about her? And
Miss Coe has been a great addition to our FFA. She's brought a lot of things and a lot of opportunities for any kid that wants to join. I mean, any background you have, Miss Coe can find something that's you'd be interested in.
So if the Riverdale FFA raffles off that Farm All B, is there anything that I can pull on your farm with that Farm All B or not? Does it have enough horsepower to?
Yeah, little equipment.
Yeah.
Maybe hay operation you can pull around.
A small load, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I hope so. It sounds like you might be doing that. And you're putting together another old tractor, too, in the shop, aren't you?
Yep, we're restoring another one for another guy.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what kind it is?
It's another farm all, but I'm not sure the size.
What great life skills you guys are learning, isn't it? And perhaps maybe someday you'll be tearing one apart yourself.
Yeah, I plan on it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, Caden, thanks for coming in and joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
And happy FFA week.
Yep.
Next up here is Chase McGuire, one of the Riverdale officers. How you doing, Chase?
Pretty good. How about you?
Wonderful. Good to have you in here. What officer position do you hold?
I am the historian.
All right. Do you like that job?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. I just help everybody else with whatever else they really need help with. If they need a hand doing something, I'll go and help them do that, and that's about it.
With the title, I would assume that it's something to do with the history of the Riverdale FFA.
Yeah, I do scrapbooks or help them if we got a meeting or something to help them figure out whatever we got to talk about. And then I do historian, and then I'm the farm manager too with the FFA.
Boy, that's a full-time job, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Do a lot over there at the school farm.
So tell me about being the manager. Are you right now kind of planting the crops out for the year?
Yep. We've been calling around trying to get donations for seed, and we got to bring the planter back over to the school now because we got to start getting that all set up, and we got to rebuild that. So it's all ready. And then start, I think, April 15th or something, we're going to start trying to get in there and plant.
So who does the tilling and everything? Does the school do that as well?
No, it's me and then a buddy. We're both farm managers, and we both have farms. So we bring our stuff in if we need to till it. So far for the school farm, we just have a couple tractors and then a planter now that we bought in the last year or two. So we have the planter, and then if me or him will bring something to till it, and then we'll plant it, and then Riverdale Ag does a lot of the spraying and fertilizer, and that's pretty much it until crop season comes around. Then the other farm manager will bring his combine, and I'll bring a couple wagons, and then a couple other farmers from the school, they'll come together, and we'll bring a couple other tractors and wagons and go to Riverdale Ag.
Well, it sounds like a real community effort there.
Oh, yeah. Whole school gets involved.
Yeah.
Get out of school, so that's okay.
So that's a lot of fun.
It is.
Putting it together and kind of managing your time and everything like that. How did the crops do last year? It was kind of a tough year.
It wasn't too good. I mean, it was a lot better than we thought. There's some crappy spots, some good spots. And I mean, test plot, we had a crap ton of, we did a test plot. So you had a bunch of different varieties, and we had, almost like 30, some different companies and different brands of seed, and that did four rows for the width of the field. And there was just a lot. There's a lot. That some of those brands did a lot better than others. Some weren't really good for the sand. Mm-hmm. But besides that, it was pretty good.
Isn't it amazing, though? I noticed last year, it just depended on when it was planted.
Yep.
You know, you'd have fields like that adjoined one another, but if one was planted just a little earlier at the right time for the rain or whatever. And
2 feet different.
Yeah. And then one would take off and and the other wouldn't. So you got a little bit more corn to sell, it sounds like.
Yeah, we put it all in storage, sold half eventually, or probably like a couple months ago, sold half, and then now we just got half that we're going to sell a little bit later, see what prices do.
Are you involved in some other things as far as contests or anything like that?
I do judging. Last year I did egg mech, I guess we could call it. And then the year before that I did meats. And this year I'm going to do dairy, I think. During spring break we got to go do some judging there.
Boy, it gives you really a wide spectrum of everything, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. There's a lot of judging spots. There's just a ton.
Are you involved in some other sports?
Yeah, I do wrestling.
Mm-hmm. And that's gone pretty well for you?
Yep. Got to wrestle this weekend, see if we make it out or not.
Yeah.
If we don't, I guess.
Good luck with that. Yeah. You had eight at regionals go on, and so that's almost like the full team, isn't it?
Yeah, we had quite a bit make it out, and it was a good weekend.
Yeah, definitely was. So wrestling kind of goes hand in hand, I think, a little bit with farming. There's a lot of hard work involved.
A lot of work and a lot of sweat, and got to work as hard as you can, try and get through.
Trying to get it going.
Yeah.
But a lot of satisfaction when all is said and done.
Yep. If you do good, it's worth it.
What would you like to do when your schooling days at Riverdale are done?
Probably run the family farm or probably do something with, like, trucking or mechanic. Mm-hmm. One of those three.
Yeah. Using some of your skills you learned in FFA, I'm sure.
Using a lot of that.
The ag mechanics and things like that. Yep. So were you involved in putting the tractor back together?
As me and two buddies.
National FFA Week on WRCO. Tom Mueller from Mueller Earthman joins us on WRCO. He's back after vacationing in, where, Ridgeway or somewhere like that?
No, actually, it was in North, visiting Aaron's and Gravely.
Oh, awesome. What'd you learn?
Well, I learned that we have some new products coming next year, and that's, I'm talking about 25, and I sit on the council, so I have a chance to see everything new coming. The good news is not much. Mostly everything's going to stay the same. They've decided they've done just about everything right.
That's good news. And you've got a lot of things going right this month at Mueller Implement, don't you?
We do. We have, to the end of the month, which is the 29th, we have rebates starting at $300 and going all the way up to $1,500 for lawnmowers. So, and that program ends the end of the month. So it's one of those deals where if you're going to really save some money, now's the time to get in. And we have zero down and 0% interest for 36 months. And or you can take 3% off for cash discount, which means you get the double dip on this one. The other beautiful part about it is our 23 models that we have on hand are 8% less than the current models. So we're trying to save you as much money as we can. We handle the Aaron's Gravely line. Of course, it's made in Brilliant, Wisconsin. They're all Kawasaki engines, and they all have a great warranty. We back it with a guaranteed loaner, along with the fact that if you ever need to use our trailers, they're free to use. But you know, Phil, it doesn't stop there. We actually are co-partnering with Husqvarna, and so everything that's professional in the Husqvarna handheld line, and that means saws and pull saws and et cetera, are 20% off. Everything that's consumer, and that indicates saws and everything else, is 10% off. So those programs go to the 15th of March. They're ones you don't want to miss out on. Now, the other program that Husqvarna came out with is we have $200 and $300 off their tractors right now, and that's a really great deal. Otherwise, if you want financing, we have 1.99 for you, and we can make that all happen here. You want to get out and get some of these specials because some of these units we're starting to run out already. Phil, and I don't want anybody to miss out on a great deal. We have a lot of lawnmowers, but nothing's forever. And so the early bird that gets the worm will save a lot of money.
And you have some used mowers there for sale, too, don't you?
We do. We do. In fact, I'll get into that. Let's just talk about where we're at Dodgeville, Wisconsin. We're at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And, of course, those little guys, my friends on the side of me here, Farm and Fleet, their lights were on this morning, so I think they're still in business. Great neighbors. Nice to have them. We're open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday. And if you go to www.mueller-rental.com, you'll see everything that's new as far as programs. If you go to Craigslist and on the left-hand side, punch in Mueller, there you'll see our used. And we have some fantastic used units. All of our used units come with a guaranteed backup loaner for life. So always remember that what we do on the new end, we do on the used end. So important, because when you're down with a mower, the last thing you want to do is say, well, I got to wait 2 weeks, hon. And she's going to say, oh, and you know how that goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I've been there, done that a few times, you know, but you're there to rescue us, maybe keep us from sleeping in the doghouse.
I don't want you to sleep in the doghouse, because it's not fair to the dog.
No, it's not. All right. Any other slams you want to have here before we let you go?
No, you're too far away to pick up and drop on the ground, but the doghouse one was good.
That was good. All right, Tom, we'll have a great day.
You bet. Take care.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement in Dodgeville.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center. Yeah.